We are back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Ushiretti, and I have Dave Lewis in the other studio, and hopefully they can hear you, Dave. Let's try real quick.
Can you hear me?
Are you guys able to hear Dave?
Can you hear
me?
No. Okay.
Well.
This is connection here, Dave. I don't know. Somebody must have bumped something. I can't communicate phone lines to the studio from your studio, and they can't hear you. So,
well, I'll have to figure out another means here. So look for your messenger box to get filled.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll have him send me the questions here. And if anybody else has any questions, you can email them to studio at 1350kman.com. Technology is great, isn't it? All right, well, moving on, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item here on the agenda. And that is going to be considering a first reading of a charter ordinance. And this has to do with spending authority, if I'm not mistaken.
It does, Brandon. So this is a charter ordinance that specifically deals with public improvements and the amount of those public improvements. And the state statute requires specific processes for any project that's over a certain dollar threshold to adhere to the solicitation and advertising and process by which those public improvements are sought. The city originally, the cities can charter out from those specific provisions and create their own types of processes that are similar in nature. And so the city first did that with this provision in 1980, which the original statute said basically you needed to follow a specific process for any public improvement over 2,000. Well, it's most public improvements are well over that amount. And in 2008 and 2007, we did some last adjusted these, mainly identifying the threshold of over $20,000 for those public improvements. And then we added some additional public improvement processes, such as design build versus traditional design bid build, construction manager at risk, and other competitive processes. So the emphasis of the statute is that you need to have a competitive process and fair process for those that desire to bid to be entitled to bid on those public improvements. We also, at that time in 07, increased the spending authority for different types of services, such as architectural and engineering services, and we did some other on-call design components and some of those provisions to be more streamlined and efficient in that process. So what we're proposing to do is similar to what we did for some of the emergency purchasing authority the commission authorized, is to amend this to allow for that purchasing authority for the city manager to increase from $20,000 to $75,000. In looking at other cities of the first class and our other college communities that are our peers, that seems to be ranging from $50,000 to $100,000 currently. We're also recommending some changes in some definitions right now, from a lowest and best responsible bidder to the lowest responsible bidder who submits a responsive bid. Sometimes you have bids that are submitted that aren't anywhere close to complying with the requirements for the bidding, and it tends to kind of just cause confusion in the overall aspect of things. Also, there's a provision for the city engineer determining an estimate of probable cost. This would allow for consultants or others to submit that as well as the engineer. And then if it's 7% over the estimated amount, it aligns a process for which you might be able to move forward with the process. So this is really, keep in mind that really this statute, again, just deals with public improvements. Most public improvements that we bring to the commission of any significance are really even over the $75,000 amount. But we are anticipating bringing, we've talked to the commission over a year for making some modifications to the city's purchasing policies and upgrading and modernizing those to make them more efficient. This is kind of the first step in that process, because in a charter ordinance, after you've advertised the changes, then there's a 60-day protest period for the public to be able to respond to that and challenge any of those provisions. So this is recommended to move forward with these changes, and we'll see where the commission wants to go with it.
All right. And I guess this kind of helps streamline the process on some items. That way you're not having to come to the city commission, you know, asking for a certain thing here. If you have multiple items, this might kind of streamline that process.
It does. So it just, you know, having two legislative meetings a month, that just moved things forward faster. So, for example, in 2018, there were 412 items processed through commission meetings, and 123 of those were purchasing items. So 65 of those are between 20 and 100,000, 56 between 20 and 75, and 42 between 20 and 50. So it's really an efficiency measure. Again, the accountability lies with the staff to ensure they're following that process to make it fair, and then that notice that the commissioners receive, they receive currently reports on when those are approved by management, and certainly nearly all of these, there's an exception that things pop up, but most of these are covered in the budgeting process as well, so in the capital improvements program.
Mayor Reddy, do you have an opinion on this item?
I think we'll have a good discussion on this. You know, we increased the purchasing authority to $75,000 for Ron during this emergency period. And we felt that was needed because there might be a reason where he would have to make quick decisions. And you can tell, because of the pandemic, we may not be able to have discussions as much as we would like on some of these things. So it seemed reasonable to do that. But to make it permanent, I think we will probably have a bigger discussion on not only for the purchasing power for that, but also in general, to what to increase it to. So I don't know where the commissioners are going to fall on this. I do think you know, people would like to hear what's going on in our community and where their money is being spent. Not everybody reads consent agendas all of the time. This is what we do for our job as city commissioners. So I think it'll be, like I said, an interesting discussion. And I think the ask is very reasonable also, because certainly they don't, you know, want to have a discussion every time it's over a certain limit. But sometimes they, you know, I understand about the city improvements that need to be made and having to always wait or have lengthy discussions or making reports might be tedious. But sometimes that might be necessary. So I think we'll see where it goes this evening.
All right. Well, that'll be item number two on the agenda here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and I've got some caller questions here I'll pass along to you. That's coming up next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.